Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I am your host, the Commish, and I am joined by the Bumblebee to my Optimus Prime. That wasn't the one I was thinking. I had a better one, but I can't remember. Actively Lazy, better known as Alan Sandage.
All right, bro.
See if we're going to have a rocky start. This is a time of Black unity, my friend. I shouldn't have done that. This is a time. This is better than February. This is February and August. It is a great time. I didn't actually know we're going to talk about the Rumble in Birmingham. I guess this is Team Nickel News, but this is the headline all across the country. I didn't know what y'all were talking about. Like Sunday, maybe. I didn't look at it till Monday. And whoo, it was something. It's probably the best viral video I've ever seen. Definitely the best fight I've ever seen recorded of regular people. I think my favorite one of all time was the guy on the bus. And he said, "You want to act like a man? I treat you like a man." And he uppercut the woman, the bus driver. She kept hitting him.
Yeah, you going to jail now?
Yeah. Oh, did he say jail or hell? He probably said jail.
He said jail.
It would have been better if he said hell. But in my mind, whatever that effect is called. But what was your favorite moment from the Rumble in Birmingham?
The entire thing.
It was great. I can't imagine that no one has, or anyone listening to this, hasn't seen it. But I will try to go through it and describe it the best I can.
No, so my God. You know, you're going to do some proper shit. I'll tell you what it was.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, white people being white people, next time speak to the fucking manager and don't put your hands on people. They can't keep their hands to themselves. Old school told them to move the boat. White dudes ain't want to move the boat. It goes back and forth. He touched the boat or whatever. Something happened to where words were exchanged. And then the white dude tried to fight him. I guess he was the owner of the boat.
A lot of words.
So while they were fighting.
Mr. Park, that he did untie the boat. That escalated. Right?
Well, the boat had to be moved.
I'm not saying it was wrong. I'm just saying you left that part out.
Yeah, well, either way, don't matter. Untie the boat. Get on the boat. Move the boat. He can ask you to move the boat. Anyway, I don't want to say white people being white because that is generalizing. But
let's say saltines. It makes them feel better when we say saltines.
But white people being white, dude ran out, fought the security guard. Then it looks like his family jumped in. Two other guys come over. They thinking they're going to do some stomping. And then, you know how, like, Captain Planet, you know, they put their rings together. They were summoning fire. Yeah. Like, my man did the Bobby Shmurda cap toss. Everybody know what that means? Everybody know what that means. So he did the Bobby Shmurda cap toss, and our powers combined, white people got their ass beat.
It's the new simple. Black Avengers Assemble. You throw that hat up. Great. I think it just should be a sign for all of us. If we're in trouble,
it was a sign. I mean, everybody knows what happens when you do the Bobby Shmurda hat toss.
My personal favorite was Aquaman, or whatever you want to call it, This kid jumps off the boat. And then the key part too is when you first see it, the main one I saw in the best angle probably, where the ladies on the boat, they're on a boat, not even a cruise. If you're not familiar with nickel culture, we will get in a boat and it'll still be kind of docked and it won't go anywhere. Like the Annabelle Lee, it might take a tour across it might go in a circle, but it's not really a boat trip. You'll just be on the boat, chilling, having fun. But anyway, these young ladies, African-American majority, they were instigating, yelling and screaming as it was going on, commentating. And the young man, he jumped out the boat and come to the rescue. First, this man should go down in Black history. First Black man ever to swim to a fight. And he broke stereotypes. He tackled a lot of barriers that day.
Well, you heard somebody's auntie and mama telling him go help that man, so he did what he was told.
He jumped in the water,
swam over. The best part of that was how proper he was. When he got to the shore, he dried his shirt off a little bit, took his shoes off, went to work.
And he was 16, which explains the fact that he, I read that he worked there, he was 16, that he could swim that far and still have the energy to rock bottom somebody. I mean, the man, it was a perfect rock bottom. The height, the elevation, no damage to yourself. I don't know. I praise these guys because there was a lot of WWE influence. And I don't even want to get to the other part yet, to the chair, but there was a lot of WWE influence, and I was proud of it. I don't know where the first guy went as the video went. You said you don't condone violence. Shit, yes, you do, and so do I. But
I don't condone violence. I thought the proper way to handle the situation with the lady he hit upside the head with the chair was the front kicker in the water. So I don't condone violence.
Did she end up in the water anyway?
Nah, the,
that was didn't. A different one.
Nah, that was a different one.
One lady came all the way down, and you know, I try to be, until they get feral, I'm all for the snow bunnies until they get feral and going to caramel. This lady went all the way down the steps to get involved. I don't, that was weird. Because white women, saltine women, shy away from that kind of confrontation. But they were right up in there. I don't know why, but they were right in there. And unfortunately, they caught a few punches from some men, caught a chair shot. But look, I come from the Attitude Era. Lita took chair shots from Stone Cold. They pop you when you watch a wrestling when the Dudley Boys used to powerbomb Mae Young.
Bro, me and my cousin, no, this is a true story. I kid you not. Me and my cousin went to my, I had a female cousin. She had an issue with the guy. He put his hands on her. We went to this dude's house, beat him up, dragged him outside, and hit him with the Dudley move.
Shut up.
I swear to you. I don't like to swear to 3D. The man. We 3D'd him. I kid you not. I will at my cousin online on my Facebook page.
You don't lie. And
at my other cousin, and they will guarantee you, they will tell you, we 3D'd his ass. I almost got arrested for a wrestling move, and I didn't care. I was like, you lucky I didn't put hands on him. When I say beat him up in his house, we didn't like punch him. We just dragged him outside and we 3D'd him. And that was it. Jesus but yeah. Christ. Hell yeah. I'm all about the Dudley boys, man. Put them all fucking through the table. You deserved it.
And then we got the guy with the chair. I don't know what possessed him.
You dog, come on now, man. He late 50s, early.
Yeah, yeah, 60s. He was older. He was
you
older.
You know damn well what was going on in his mind.
But
that's a lot of fight.
He didn't have to be it. We
yes,
had
he
the
did.
Numbers.
Decades, bro.
The oppression. Yeah.
Generation had to sit around and just watch shit like that happen to their people. Like, come on, man. And again, people don't want to, we ain't going to make it about race. It's about race for sure. This is your first equal opportunity. That's whooping. There you go, right there. You want equality? That was equality.
Sadly, he's going to jail.
He is
for sure. He was the best part. I keep saying the best part. The best part, and I'm clapping like a black person. The best part, I'm so excited. Not that I'm not a black person, but I'm saying saltines might not know what that is. But the best part, is the cops just stood there watching until he did the chair. They just kind of watched and was like, this is a fight. Y'all keep it clean and it'll be over when it's over.
I mean, it was like four cops and like 60 people.
They could have tried.
Man, they, you fucking crazy.
Yelling.
You better wait for
trying to break
you better
it up.
Wait for backup. Who the fuck gonna jump in there, man? You know what they did?
I've seen cops.
When the one dude went too far, that's when they got involved. You ain't seen no local cops in no small towns per se. That's not like a small town. But clearly them police knew the area, knew the patrons, and knew better than to get in the way of that shit right there.
Evidently, and I was doing a little bit of research, evidently, it's called...
How would you research this?
I come prepared to the podcast.
There's nothing to research.
No. See, you're going to say that. You're going to apologize to me once...
I'll never apologize.
This thing. So evidently, this place, let's see, let me look it up. The actual place, it's called Oak something. Let's see, chair fight. That should get a good that should get it. Now where it says Montgomery, but it's more of a there's a small town within Montgomery that I'm looking up called Oak something. But anyway, it's called Oak something. But evidently, historically, it is a place. Is it Oakland? No. Oak something. Let's see, location. Evidently, the black people there throughout history is back and forth. Like, even back in the day, they were coming back and attacking the white people. Like, they didn't take it in this area. So there's a rich culture or history in this area where they don't take the shit anyway. Even back in the Klan days, they didn't take the shit. So that that part I do find interesting, that they did try it in the wrong small town. And I still can't find the place.
The ancestors manifested, man.
They really did. The only part that I was uncomfortable was early on. It was like they were trying to gouge each other's face out. I'm like, that's getting to the point. The white guy, the black guy, he kind of pushed him against the thing. But my favorite part was when the boys come down. I keep saying it. The boys came down, rolled up on him, and they just kept backing up, and they got on the boat.
The only part I didn't like is just hitting the lady with the chair. It should have been a front kick. When we reenacted, it should have been a front kick.
There were plenty,
a big boot, man. A big boot. If we gonna keep it to the wrestler, you already smacked the dude with the chair. You got a big boot, the lady, man.
There were plenty of Nicolettes out there to take care of the women.
Oh no, they were.
But there was no need for that. But I will
women
say,
ain't really had to fight.
Yeah, I know they were just there. I will say, you gotta give props to the white guy, the saltine. He took 3 chair shots to the head and did not go down.
That's his problem. He should have went down on the first one.
Yeah, Kevin Nichols, you got a shot out. He said, you took a shot at me. I was just telling the truth. But this time, I'm going to say, I think Kevin Nichols could take 3 shots to the head because his head hard as I don't know what. So, Kevin, if you hear this, that's a shot. Last week wasn't a shot, brother. This is a shot. So
I couldn't even remember.
I had to go back.
Yeah,
like I might have said the Kevin Nichols of the world or something when we talked about LD. He kept doing it. He kept talking about it. So I had to go back and look. I said, man, that ain't a shot. Goodness. In fact, Kevin, I think you took a few chair shots or threw your head on the bar. Maybe that's why you are like you are now. Those are shots, sir. All right. USA women's soccer team. Women's soccer team. They lost knockout round. They don't call it this, but it's this round of 16, the Sweet 16. Let me tell you my story about this. I can't watch nothing at no 5 o'clock in the morning. Definitely not no damn women's soccer. So I recorded it. I was prepared. I recorded it Sunday morning. And of course, those fuckers go to overtime. So I can't even see it. I didn't look at my phone the whole morning. I woke up middle of night, didn't check the phone. I'm ready. I got a glimpse of it, said it went into overtime. Fine. Then I turned to SportsCenter and they give it away as soon as I turned on TV. Like the old days, they had suspense on SportsCenter. That's why they suck. But I ask you, sir, did USA soccer choke?
Of course. Like, definitely. What? Yeah, like the women's soccer team probably had more of an advantage than USA basketball back when the Dream Team was formulated. Like, a lot of these countries don't even allow women to come outside with their faces uncovered and shit, man. They don't have no rights. They don't got no facilities.
All of Europe has that.
No,
shut up.
Fuck that, man. Europe don't respect women either, man.
Latin America.
What's
Women don't respect
worldwide. They don't get no respect worldwide. We halfway respect them in our country. And the fact that the U.S. women had a larger head start than Caucasian people had on African Americans in this country and still somehow ended up losing is disgraceful.
They lost to a bunch of Barbies to be trendy.
I'm just saying.
And of course, now I would not root against this country. I was very invested. I called them the girls, but I called them that affectionately because a lot of them are half my age. And Rodman's daughter, she's good. Like, she was attacking the whole time and getting shots on goal. And I still don't want this to happen. But if we're going to lose, it's okay that Megan Rapinoe got a little humble pie. Now, I just think she's the most obnoxious athlete possible. And even, and not to get too, like the things they say and they advocate, they don't see any nuance. They don't see any... they just see their side. obviously it's more complicated than the women just earning less. It was something like they were playing less games, and obviously the men's bracket, if you get a percentage of that, it was much more complicated than just men versus women and that kind of thing. So I never really liked her. She did a lot of flag protests. She kind of did that. She's like the LBGQFAYZ kind of gal that hijacks the movement. She was trying to hijack a little bit the Black Lives Matter movement.
How many letters is that? I'm not trying to be funny. I swear to God, I don't know. Like, how many letters did you just say?
But I was making a point, and I didn't add the plus.
I didn't know. Like, I don't know.
LBGTQ plus, I think, is the real name.
Okay.
But right. I was being sarcastic because you're not paying attention. You're probably degenerate. But
no, I'm paying attention. That's why I stopped you and asked how many letters is it? I was like, that sounded like a couple extra in there. But
now I will flip it back. I will flip it on the other side. The venom and the vitriol that I saw from the MAGA types, especially on the page, I'm like, bro, what does this have to do with go broke, go woke, go broke? This woman's going to be rich for the rest of her life. I think she did some victorious
by women athletics.
She's I know. To be rich and famous for playing a female sport, you got to give it to her for that, for either skill, marketing, whatever, force of nature.
Which goes back to my original point. We don't even respect women. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
So go ahead. To say she's somehow not a success, 2 World Cups. And I think she's like top 5, top 7 all time. Girls,
I think
sport.
She's player of the year in 2019 too.
Yeah, so there's like not a super. She and Subaru a power couple because she was good too. So they troll. Like, what are you saying? She's not accomplished. She's gonna go broke. Like, athletes lose. She was washed. She hung on too long. Not the first athlete to do that. And yeah, she choked because that thing didn't even come close to the goal. She kicked that thing over the goal. And I still was watching it. I recorded it the next day so I could see the penalty kicks. And then 2 people shot the ball way over the goal, so the goalie didn't even have to. Very hot goalie from Sweden, by the way. But they were up on the goals, and the last 2 people had to miss for them to lose, and they did. It was a really big choke. But, you know, I always support our girls, but they got to be held to the same standard. They choked. They were the heavy overdog and the heavy favorites, and they were not impressive all tournament, except for that was the best game they played, and they lost.
So which direction you want me to go with this? You want me to keep it professional, or you want me to be the Joe Rogan of the podcast?
Do Joe.
Can we use the term choke for women?
Well, they're choking themselves. They have not been choked. And I would say your mileage would vary on that depending on the woman.
Okay. I say that because I don't want Hope Solo to get turned on. That's all.
I miss Hope Solo. You need a little controversy. You need
for real though. They definitely choked, and it's unfortunate, but like, dude, it's hard to be consistently the best, mm-hmm. especially with roster turnover. I mean, the fact that Megan's even on the field still, like, she's old, man. Like, she's old.
And Alex Morgan isn't young.
Yeah, and when women get old, they're not nearly as athletic or athletically gifted as like an old, like, man. Like, Ronaldo and Messi are old, but they still have some flashes of flair mm-hmm. from their yesteryears. Like, we don't really see that with women in athletics when they get old. So, I don't have a problem with I don't even go to sleep sometimes. So I don't have a problem watching at 5 a.m. I love international competition in general. So I support the women and the men whenever there's an international competition. So I didn't have no issue with that.
And I said this too. America's usually.
Hold on, wait. You go to bed at like 7 o'clock. How the hell are you not up at 5?
I usually go to bed at 11 o'clock, sir.
Man, you ain't never made it to the 11 o'clock, man.
I do. Now, during the work week, there are times where I might go to sleep at like 10:30 or whatever. I try to refresh my mind sometimes and just turn it all off, meditate, be at one. Not a lot of meditating. But I try to just chill out.
You wake up and ban people, bro. Stop it. You don't meditate.
If you knew how much sports I take in, I gotta rest my head. I'm literally on these pages like 13, 14 hours a day, or at least on my phone doing sports stuff. So sometimes I just do it and I fall asleep. I'll fall out at 10 o'clock, but on average, I get to bed at 11. On average, you caught me on a bad football season. Is exhausting, man. Leave me alone. It's a lot of content, right. a lot of stuff going on. Exhausted by the time I watch it all day Sunday. I'm gonna fall asleep on a Thursday game. I'm old.
Oh, hey, real quick though, the reason why you were saying I was on my phone, FanBuzz put out an NFL exec. You know how they do when they're anonymous.
Yeah.
Said Brandon Staley is a really bad coach with a great roster. And you know, I had to add Joe Matz. Were you on the Brandon Staley train? I can't remember.
No, I was off because of Brandon Staley. I think you were talking about the Eagles coach. Oh, no. Yeah, he's horrible.
All right. I'm coming after the Eagles coach too. I'm just going to give it this year.
I don't know why I thought that was that. But Barstool, Dave Portroy bought back Barstool, which is Sam is somewhere weeping. But we won't go very far on that. The baseball fight. I'll let you take that.
No, bro. What? I don't want to take that. We just talked about all the positivity of black folks being uplifted, and you got to bring this shit up.
Well, we got to cover the news.
No, we ain't got to cover it, man. Let's just wash it away like it never happened. They do that shit to us all the time.
We're going to whitewash it. Is that what we're going to do? Yeah. We're going to black it out. We're going to black it out.
Hell yeah.
He got dropped. He got dropped by a wild right hand. And it was the king of the memes until this fight happened. I don't usually baseball. They don't really want to fight the Batista. That was the guy for the Blue Jays, right?
Yeah, Batista.
Yeah, they're usually real punches are not thrown in any sport fights, but generally the dugout's clear. People get there. You might see some people going after one another. You might see a dog pile. But both of them put up their and normally, for one thing, it's a pitcher and a batter. So you got somebody running somewhere. So by the time they get there, you might have 2 seconds of dukes up. But, and the person's on a mound, so you can't just be running up because you can get stole. High ground, Anakin. But they were just ready. And at first, Anderson looked like he was going to win. But guard yourself at all times, young man.
Bro, I knew Anderson was done when he went southpaw. You not know southpaw, man. Cut that shit out, man. Everybody watch Terrence Crawford, man. Terrence Crawford is a versatile fighter. He's amazing. He's a legend. He been doing that southpaw thing for the longest time. Shakur Stevenson, naturally a southpaw, fights orthodox. You know what I'm saying? Like, these talented fighters can do that. If you some dude off the street, man, 9 times out of 10, stick to what you know, bro. Just throw a punch that's going to connect. Don't be out here trying to bob and weave and whatnot, like in the space like that. If it's an organized fight, you can do organized things. But unless you are a mixed martial artist, just throw punches, man, and connect. Don't be out here bobbing and weaving and standing and shit with people,
part,
man.
As I look at it, the worst part, his teammate, 34, I don't know who that is, 34 makes a half-ass effort to grab Ramirez. If he had just pulled Ramirez back, he probably didn't want to get popped. It would have been over. But he doesn't even, like, he just kind of, like, he touched Ramirez on the back. He doesn't even put his body. He just extends his hands. And he really doesn't give it. He's not, his basic deal, he's not going to get in between them and take a blow.
You talking about the white dude that ran up first? Or you talking about
34 on the left.
Probably Elvis Andrews, probably. That was the smaller guy.
34 on the left. Can't see it, but because it's blurred. But
yeah, it's blurred. But it's probably Elvis Andrews. Man, look, listen, Elvis Andrews is not a big dude, bro, and he'd already seen what happened.
This guy was pretty tall, so I don't.
Okay, let me. I'm gonna look it up.
I'm gonna show you, but this guy is pretty tall. I'm gonna send it to you. In fact, it'll let me. It'll probably do that.
So baseball etiquette states that. That was the pitcher.
Yeah, that's how he looked like because he was so big. Yeah, he looked like.
Yeah. Yeah, the pitcher can't get involved in that. That's not his job.
Man, he could have.
No, bro.
It's like the quarterback.
He could have pulled it back. Nope. I've been in fights on the baseball field. When an actual fight goes down, the last person you want in the fight is the pitcher because his hands. Like, they're not even to break it up. You don't want him anywhere near. The first baseman and the third baseman are supposed to get there if it's a fight on the infield. If it's somebody coming out to the pitcher from the box, then the catcher is supposed to get there. But the pitcher, like, that's the king.
That's
he
true.
Don't, he don't fight. He don't fight. Up. Yeah, he don't fight. But, I mean, Anderson, the one that instigated it, man. Like, I will say this. Ramirez putting his finger in his face type thing. Yeah, that warrants some kind of reaction. Like, you're not going to sun me. But then if you're going to act like that, you can't get knocked down like that.
Evidently, Anderson was doing that all series. He was tagging kind of hard. So I think that instigated, because I looked at it, I'm like, I mean, he lingered, but it didn't seem that bad. And he lingered, I guess, with the tag and stood over him a little bit. But it reminds me of my sons. One of my youngest son got in a fight with his cousin, and he got popped in the nose or whatever. Somebody held him back. Somebody held my son back, and the other kid popped my son in the nose. He got a bloody nose. And I said, that was your brother. Why didn't you at least try, to my oldest son, that was your brother. Why didn't you at least try to break it up? He said, then I would have got hit. So that reminds me of that. But yeah, it's been a fight week. Been a fight week. And lastly, we get to Colin Cowherd. I don't know. Maybe he's fallen by the wayside since Joy has left him. But he did a list today of quarterbacks that basically can win the Super Bowl and cannot win the Super Bowl. And on that list was Dwayne Haskins.
I suppose, are you ready for my rant? Man,
no, yes.
Fuck Cowherd, man. Cowherd, I mean, Mad Dog wouldn't have been this bad, but fuck him too. All these loudmouth people, man. Like, honestly, I'm looking at it from a standpoint. You know, I made a joke about the whole Montgomery thing. That could have been your dad, you know, like how people do that all the time. But mm-hmm. when things like this happen, I do think about that. Like, bro, if this is my family member, this is my family, somebody I cared about, and you trying to be disrespectful to his name while he's deceased, I'm more like, there's a high probability I'm gonna run up on you. Like Lou Riddick, I'm not playing. It's a standing order. If I ever see this motherfucker in DC, I will smack his ass. You're not gonna disrespect me, bro. Like, it just don't work like that. And I know some people consider it childish, but it's just how I was raised, man. We ain't got nothing but respect at the end of the day. You could be broke as I don't know what, but at the end of the day, you at least need to have people respect you. And if people
wait, how do you disrespect you?
Who? He disrespected the handle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, nigga, that's me on there sometimes too. It's so, true. Yeah, it's true. I took it personal. What the hell?
I took it personal. I think what he was trying to do, Cowherd, is that
No, that was a terrible oversight. By him and his team. Absolutely ridiculous. Not even it says, excusable.
QBs drafted since 2013. But I guess he was saying all of these QBs drafted since, but that can't be true. Because some of these QBs, because Mahomes has been drafted since 2013. Allen's been drafted since 2013. So it can't just be that. But for some reason, like, yeah, I don't know how, if he had just put a straight list of 2013 quarterbacks since then, I could see, but I don't know. That's a horrific oversight. I don't understand why that happened, but it's just something that can't happen. Like, we have to have some respect for an athlete that died tragically. Obviously, Kobe Bryant is more famous, but I don't know. It's lazy.
It's lame. That's what it is. It's lame. It's just lame. Saying. And it's unprofessional. Like, that's unprofessional shit.
And he said Haskins' name too on the
Yeah, air. No, he said it. Like, it wasn't any hesitation to it either. Like
again, why didn't you catch that?
Who's not proofreading this? Who's not like looking over the graphics and still, why would you say it or not catch yourself? It's just this level of like arrogance and disrespect. And some of these athletes are starting to take that shit more personal. And
they definitely are.
But it is, I mean, at the end of the day, people gonna always do what you allow them to do. So it only gonna take one time for one of them to have somebody run up in their mouth, Jim Everett style, when he pushed over Jim Rome.
It ain't funny. It ain't, Yeah,
it ain't funny when he right in front of you. Like,
yeah, I think sometimes he still they forget said it. That. He like, should let that go.
Cowherd, you not Shaq, you not Spice Adams, like you not a former athlete, bro. You just the dude like us in the sports group, and I'm bigger than you. So like, what you gonna do if Michael Thomas? I just throw a random Ohio State game fitness. Out there. Yeah,
what if Baker Mayfield, not even like that. If Baker Mayfield step, he's always at the Baker. He's been at the Baker since day one. If Baker Mayfield stepped to him, he's in trouble.
I ain't gonna lie. If Baker stepped to me, I would definitely run it back and say you.
Really not us, but him.
I saw you cry in Fayetteville, man.
Yeah, I'm not scared of Baker. But he's like 5'10" too.
That's crossing the line. I'll just put it that way. And it's not me on my soapbox. Like, bro, that's crossing the line. Like, I expect people in our sports group to say that shit, but not somebody that's syndicated in on like every fucking main media outlet that does sports, and the shit that went viral, like it's whack. I hope somebody say something to him. I haven't seen anybody say anything to him yet, but I hope somebody does.
Yeah, there's enough outrage on Twitter, but
on X.
On X, yeah, I can't do that. To close the show, I'm going to tell a very personal story.
Oh, God.
Tell a very personal story. So I've been door dashing, just a teacher, trying to help kids out there, trying to help Black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids. That's the only kind I have. Oh, now I have some Muslim kids. Just trying to help. Door dash and get some extra money because the summer could get tight. I told you a very touching story about on my DoorDash, there was a disabled woman. She came to the door. I gave her food. She was just so thankful for the food.
You didn't tell me she was disabled.
I think I did after you said the no, shit you that did. You said. No, you did after not. You said the shit you did that
not,
she said.
You did not tell me she and was
it,
disabled. And
it wasn't like, I try to make you feel bad. It wasn't like in a wheelchair disabled. Like
you're
just,
not going to make me feel bad.
It was just, story. You were feeling bad when I said disabled.
No, like, I wasn't. It was like, bad. You wasn't. I was going to ask you. What's the disability?
It's like I'll knock your ass down. It's like too fat disabled. Oh. But like she the way you know when you get old if you're fat, the weight catches up to you. Anyway, can you say that anymore? I'm talking about like not just being heavy. But so anyway, she comes to the door very thankful. She says, "Can I have a hug?" And like it caught me by surprise, but it was so sweet and so sincere. I don't like hugs, but I did it. The old lady. It was sweet, sincere. And do you remember the first thing you asked me?
Yeah, was she white? And what did you say?
I said yes.
All right.
And I said it was not.
And then I asked you how old was she?
I said it was not like that. And I asked you how old was she? She was ancient. Had to be in the 60s.
And you said she was ancient. And what did I say? If she was ancient, there's a high probability. You like numbers. You like statistics.
This is part of it. This is the bad part.
No, yeah, you like stats. I'm gonna stand on the shit I say. You like stats. There's a 90% chance she called your daddy's daddy nigga. And you hugging her. Get your fucking hands off me, bro. Don't touch me. I don't know you. Don't touch me. I don't care how old you are. Unless I'm helping you up. And then, I mean, it just depends. Because honestly, I don't rock with old white people most of the time. You got to earn that shit with me if you old and white. I'm sorry. I hardly like young white people. Because guess what? This is what y'all made, bro. This is what they did. Like, how you just go gloss over 50 years of history? She probably out here. She in North Carolina, too. You know she was
this segregated. This was here.
That's even worse. Here where? New Kent? New kid.
No, it was Henrico. It was Henrico.
I live in Henrico.
Maybe Hanover.
Dumb people, racist as hell. Hanover too.
Bro, Hanover's bad.
Hanover's really bad.
So I can't remember if it was Hanover or Henrico.
I don't give a fuck where she at. If she anywhere under DC and she old and white, she said nigga, and I'm not with it. So no.
So no. Thank you for ruining my moment, my heart
fuck
moment.
Fuck your moment, man.
Chicken for the soup. Chicken for what is it? Chicken soup for the soul.
And you I see thought- what? No. That was baked chicken for the soul. Then we got the fried chicken on Saturday for the soul. You see how the universe balanced that out? Since you want a hug on white people, now you got people in Montgomery.
I thought maybe it was like a God moment. It was so sweet, so touching. I'm so cynical, and you ruined it.
I didn't. How did I ruin it?
You ruined it,
man.
You took all my hope for it. You are Anakin. You took the hope. It was a new hope, and you took it from me.
Yeah, because you tripping, bro.
I saw that joke. I said he's probably right. I said,
hell yeah! You better next time you better vet it. I bet her old ass on that 1950
I'll be like,
Facebook
no,
group
I'm
talking
good.
all kind of shit to y'all people talking about. So
I'm like,
at
oh,
least
I'm good. If she sees black, is she
you
probably.
gonna be a young African American that came to her house or something like that. Yeah. She hugging you. She probably hugged you hoping that checked the Black Lives Matter box and she can go on back to hating on your ass. And you gonna allow yourself to be a puppet in that shit. Man, nah, I'm for real. Don't touch me. Don't.
I'm
Don't,
usually
I'm for
like
real.
that. She was
Don't
so
touch me. Don't
sincere.
touch
It
me.
caught me off guard. She was
I'm
so
not,
sincere.
and I hate, and I know people probably, man, even at the risk of my job, man, I'm just saying, I'm very standoffish to old white people. I'm sorry. And I got plenty of stories from old white people that just validate everything I feel anyway, just based on how they talk to me.
The
So, yeah.
men, but all old
No,
ladies, I have
the
compassion
women
for.
too, bro.
I have compassion for old. I
You
got a weak
kidding
spot for old ladies, man. I
me?
just can't. They're old.
Yo, you a
You gotta
sucker,
be
bro.
nice to them. They're on the way out.
I'm a front kicker ass. Yeah, on the way out. Good riddance. Bye.
God.
I don't like boomers anyway, so
All
fuck it. Get out of
right.
here.
All right. We get canceled by ourselves.
Well,
You got
cancel
anything
me,
coming
man.
up? You got anything coming up you want to plug?
Well, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow to
Oh,
sign
here
up.
we
To sign
go.
up. Not for real. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. $1,000 sign up for the Super Contest. Hope I can place and get a little bit of change. Anybody that follows the Westgate competition, if they post the stuff online, I'll be at Iconobomb. I'm gonna use the Twitter handle as my little title for my team. But I mean, it's a big deal to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little nervous because a lot of these dudes are
$1,000,
really,
and it's the big
yeah.
time. If people that don't know, the Super Contest in Vegas is legendary. We talk about
Yeah.
Fezzik all the time, but it's where all the gamblers go. Five games, you pick it through the season, $1,000 to enter, and you win lots and lots of money. Go ahead. I just want to
But
explain that
yeah,
to him.
you know how I know I'm in a different spot because I'm not even worried about the money. Like used to be $1,000 is a whole lot of fucking money, and now I'm just like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's worth the risk, and for me to set the goal to get there, and place top 20 in the MyBookie site to kind of prove to myself that I can hang with good gamblers, and I reached that in what, my third year. And so I said, you know, if I ever finish top 20, I'm going to Vegas. And so last year I was number 16. So got to go ahead and see it through. So, you know, hopefully I finish in the top 30 or something like that. Something that can kind of give the group some clout. I hope people go to Vegas and they look at the names or some shit just happen to be in there and look it up or something. Just anything to get some exposure to the group. Because as much as I hate the people in the group, I mean, it's still part of my journey. So.
All right, so folks, don't forget to rate and subscribe to the group.
Don't let old white women hug you.
That's right. Don't let old white women hug you.